Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Wednesday, the 14th of October. And boy, looking out the window, it is a little bit... I've got some blue sky. I've got some grey sky. What am I going to get today? Because, yes, we had a wet one yesterday, didn't we, folks? Hope you all managed to get through that well. In the news this morning, we'll have news from the squash in Egypt, an update on how the football will be going ahead, or the New Zealand Premiership will be going ahead in, obviously, in New Zealand. We'll have our cricket update. There's been some COVID ramifications at the Giro d'Italia in the cycling. We'll have our NRL update from Stephen. Netball is back as a season, or the Silver Ferns are preparing for netball to return next stage of it. And we'll have a quick chat about rugby union as well, with the Bledisloe Cup coming up. So all of that today. Kicking off then with the squash, and Paul Cole is doing well at the Egyptian Spanish Open. He beat Youssef Ibrahim 11-9, 11-4, 12-10 to go through in front of the pyramids in an open air court. Wow, that would have been a spectacular viewing. There in the middle of middle of the desert for that one. Congratulations to him going through to the next round there. Unfortunately, Joel King will not be joining him, as she lost to Salma Hani in a marathon game. She won the first two, 6-11, 9-11, before losing the last three games, 11-9, 11-8, 11-7 in that one. So it's been a long trip with no break between tournaments, and we'll see where they go next. Because there's the Qatar Classic as well as the Black Ball Open to come over in the football. The New Zealand Premiership will be down to eight teams. The three Southern Island teams will merge to form one for next season. So Tasman United, Southern United are going to join up with Canterbury United to produce a United Mainland team under the Canterbury United Dragons banner for next season. So it's going to include Auckland FC, Waitakere United, Eastern Suburbs, Hamilton Wanderers, Hawke's Bay United, Team Wellington and Wellington Phoenix in that competition that will kick off on the 14th of November. I'm going to hand you over to the Ashwin for his for our cricket update.
Yeah, I was getting the timing of my mic mutes wrong. And I was getting worried because Stephen wanted to fine me for leaving my mic on mute. But anyway, good morning, Paul, and good morning to our viewers and listeners there on the interweb. And this morning, the Super Kings pick up the W against the Sunrisers. The Chennai Super Kings have picked up the W in this morning's IPL match against the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Super Kings chalked up 167 for 6, batting first. Faf du Plessis having an unusual failure at this tournament, out first ball without troubling the scorers. But Rodu, Watson and Dhoni Jadeja all contributed in the middle of the innings to get the Super Kings through to a respectable score. In reply, the Sunrisers were keeping pace with the required run rate, with Kane Williamson being the rock in the innings with 57 from 39 deliveries. But it all started to go pear-shaped after Williamson was dismissed in the 18th over, caught on the long on boundary. Sunrisers ending up 21 runs short of their target on 147 for 8. And just going to the IPL table, so that leaves the Mumbai Indians, Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bangalore all at the top of the table with 10 points at the moment. So, and we'll review that as we go along. Now we're starting to actually get a decent amount of games happening. Anywho, moving on to some more news in the IPL. Ishant Sharma from the Delhi Capitals has been ruled out for the remainder of the IPL. Sharma initially experienced some pain in his ribcage whilst bowling at a team training. Further investigation revealed a muscle tear, a left internal oblique muscle tear to be precise. And in another COVID casualty, this time the Under-19 Asia Cup, excuse me, has been postponed due to the pandemic. The tournament was to be played in the UAE in November, and it will most likely be played in 2021 now, if it isn't cancelled altogether. And that is our cricket news for today.
Thank you very much, Ashwin. And don't forget, folks, that we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning with a morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Yes, thanks, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into excuse me, New Zealand Sports Radio. But that same tickle that Ashwin's got at the minute. You know, it's a beautiful start to the morning here in Auckland. A little bit chilly at 9 degrees, but they will get to a high of 9. But we'll mostly see clear skies in the city of Sails today. In birthdays today, a legendary Auckland first five, Auckland and Blues first five originally. Came from Hore Whenua, a current All Black flanker and a midfield back that was part of an amazing All Black midfield duo. But we start with a current day All Black, Ari Savea, born this day, the 14th of October 1993, in Wellington, New Zealand, as a rugby union footballer who plays as a flanker or number 8 for Wellington in the ITM Cup, the Hurricanes in Super Rugby, and internationally for the All Blacks in 2019. Savea was a member of New Zealand's 2019 World Cup squad and a nominee for World Player of the Year. Savea has previously captained Wellington and also previously played for the Barbarians Football Club and the New Zealand Under-20s and also the New Zealand Under-17. So already building up an impressive CV is Ari Savea. Moving right along to a very good midfielder, Walter Little, born this day, the 14th of October 1969, is a rugby union player from New Zealand. He played second five for North Harbour in back in those days, which was the National Provincial Championship. He was known with his combination with Frank Bunce. Walter Little made his All Blacks debut in 1989, played for the Glenfield Rugby Club, who unfortunately don't have a senior premier club anymore in the North Harbour competition. He's one of his children, Michael Little, also plays professionally as well, played for the Sunwolves and played for one of the clubs in the Japanese top 14. Played 147 games for North Harbour during his career. All Black 898, Walter Little. In fact, he was also known as Walter Little for his ability to beat player with great footwork. Finally today, speaking of a guy with good footwork, Carlos Spencer, born this day, the 14th of October 1969, 75. And Levin is a former New Zealand Rugby Union footballer who recently was the head coach of the Eastern Province Kings. I think in recent times as well, he was with the Lions, or the Golden Lions in South Africa during his playing days. He played at fly half for the Blues in Super Rugby and also the All Blacks internationally. He specialised in the position of fly half, although he played a fullback on the odd occasion. Didn't see too many of that, but I'm also going off Wikipedia here this morning. Spencer rose to prominence as he starred alongside Christian Cullen. Wow, when they both played for Hore Whenua back in 1991. So there you go. It just goes to show we do have some very good players that come out of Heartland Rugby. That's one, Carlos Spencer, Walter Little, and Artie Savia. I'm just sort of, one other thing I just want to check on with Carlos. He was All Black 951. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much. And Carlos, obviously doing some, well, not obviously, but during the, when we had our lockdown, was doing those, all those, his party tricks of throwing rugby balls through basketball hoops, and has been turning out for a team in Waikato for a couple of club games since his, since he left the Hurricanes coaching squad. But folks,
45.
If you're having a child today, perhaps with that kind of pedigree, I think the 13th of, or is it, oh no, 14th, sorry, 40. Of October is clearly a good day to have a rugby star. So get a ball in your kid's hands as early as possible with that one. Aaron gives us a quick update. Yeah, some small patches of fog in Griffin Park this morning. So hopefully that all burns away and you have a good day today up in Auckland. Moving on then to the Giro d'Italia. During the rest day, they tested 571 people who were on the race, both riders and staff. And this came back with a number of positive tests, leading to Mitchelton Scott's team withdrawing entirely, as well as title contender Stephen Kruiswijk, Jumbo Visma team pulling out as well. Team Sunweb also lost Michael Matthews in this one. So a lot of riders pulling out after Simon Yates had tested positive and pulled out after before stage eight. So two whole teams pulled out of the Giro d'Italia due to COVID results on that one. In the actual racing, and Peter Sagan took his first victory for more than a year. The classics and sprinter who is known for winning the points jersey on many occasions at the Tour de France, soloed away from a break. The profile of the stage did look like a classic race, and Peter Sagan delivered for Bora Hansgrove in that one. Over in the general classification, and Jakob Fuglsang lost more than a minute after he had a mechanical failure on the final descent, and also with the Harm van Hooken, who was seventh overall, struggled with the climbs coming into this day. Lost 2.5 minutes. So both those riders fell out of the top 10 there. So it's going to be a really open Giro d'Italia. I want to see how it progresses now with all those riders having had to pull out of the race. And it's time for the sport that just keeps on giving. I'm going to get back to Stephen for our NRL update.
Yeah, good morning again, Paul. Well, it's not giving us a whole lot of news this morning, but the teams for the playoffs coming up this weekend are out. Remembering our first game on Friday night at 10-10 at the Suncorp Stadium between the Storm and the Raiders. And a little bit of team news. The Storm's only change from their qualifying win over the Eels is Tom Ezenhuth replacing Chris Lewis on the bench. And the good news is Cameron Munster has been named despite a concern over a knee injury, while Dale Finucane is a chance of returning from a calf strain after being named in the number 18 jersey. On the other side of the ledger, the Canberras have named the same 17 players over the Roosters, with hooker Tom Starling, prop Sio Soliole, listed to start in place of Sylvia Havili and Hudson Young. Ryan Sutton is a chance to return from injury, being named in the 18 jersey. I'll just quickly go through those two squads for, well, the playing squads anyway, for the Storm at fullback: Ryan Pappenhausen, Suliasi Vodivalu, Brenko Lee, Justin Allam, Josh Adokar, Cameron Munster, Jerome Hughes. They are the backs for the Storm, and the forwards: Jesse Bromwich, Cameron Smith, the veteran Christian Welsh, Felisi Kofusi, Kenneth Bromwich, and Nelson Asofa Solomana is in that particular pack for the Storm. So still a strong side, while the Raiders starting 13 is Chance, Nicole Cronsted, Simi Valomi, Jared Croker, Jordan Rapana, Nick Krotik, Jack Whiten, the impressive George Williams at in the number 7 jersey, and in the forwards, impressive last week, Josh Papali, Tom Starling, Isoa Soliola, Josh Bateman, Elliot Whitehead, Joseph Tapani take up the 13 jersey. So very, very impressive. And on Saturday night, of course, the Panthers take on the Rabbitohs. The only real team news from there is Kurt Capel starts for the suspended Viliami Kikau, with Spencer Leniu joining the bench. The Rabbitohs are unchanged from last week's win over the Eels. And boy, they are looking like a little bit of a dark horse at the moment. It all started with that very impressive 60-8 win over the former premiers now, the Sydney Roosters, a couple of weeks ago. So we are definitely at the pointy end. But tune in tonight when Brad hosts the standoff, and I'm sure he'll have more to say on these playoff games coming up this weekend. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll be back tomorrow from the Hawke's Bay with a weather report from Hastings, and also hopefully birthdays and some more league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yes, safe travels down to Hawke's Bay. And yes, folks, this is all part of our build-up for the Ranfurly Shield Challenge between Hawke's Bay and Northland that Stephen will be at this Friday. Actually, he's travelling down for family reasons. Happy ones, by the way. Not for the poor, but hey, it just happens that he will be there for the Ranfurly Shield, which is good as well. So, yes, our build-up to the Ranfurly Shield with day-by-day weather reports from Hawke's Bay. thank you very much, Stephen. Have a fantastic day. Moving on then to the netball. The Silver Ferns are back into training as they prepare for their three-match series against England that's coming up. But before that, though, they have the Cadbury Netball Series that'll be taking place in New Plymouth between the 21st and the 24th Palmerston North, not New Plymouth, taking place in Palmerston North between the 21st and 24th of October, where New Zealand men, New Zealand A, and New Zealand under 21s will all be taking part. So that's a warm-up tournament there. And I say the Silver Ferns are back in training preparing for that, ahead of their three games in Hamilton against England for the Tanai Jameson Trophy on the 28th, 30th of October and the 1st of November. Moving on to the rugby then, and the Bledisloe Cup 2 at Eden Park is heading towards, or is sold out at 48,000 tickets have apparently been sold. Which means, yes, no extra seating in there. Perhaps New Zealand Rugby playing it a bit safe to make sure it is a sellout in that one. It would be a bit embarrassing for it not to be a sellout there. We've seen Aaron Smith and Dane Coles come out and be pretty harsh on themselves about their performances last weekend in that one. So obviously the All Blacks looking at stepping it up, but also the Wallabies saying that they have room for improvement as well. So after that cracking 16-all draw, how will it go at Eden Park. That's on Sunday. Also, as we've already said, we have the Ranfurly Shield Challenge between Hawke's Bay and Northland on Friday at night, as well as games in the Mitre 10 Cup and Farrow Palmer Cup over the weekend. So you have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget that you can listen to us on the go via our podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcatcher. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio and have a wonderful day, everybody.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.